can't wait! I can't wait!
What are you so excited about, Vern?
I memorized a whole Bible story! A really good one!
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us then?
I will! I will! Don't rush me! Our Bible story today is from the Old Testament. It takes place many, many years ago.
That's what old means.
The people in the world mostly had forgotten about God and His laws. That's not good, is it?
Nope.
Almost everyone was doing really bad things, and God was not happy at all about it, was He?
No.
However, there was one man who still loved God and worshipped Him. His name was... I forgot his name. Could you help me?
Noah.
No, come on, help me. What was his name?
Noah.
What's wrong with you? I ask you to help me and you won't?
I am helping you.
Then tell me what his name is.
Noah.
Come on, help me. I can't remember.
His name is Noah. Noah.
Oh, right. His name is Noah. Why didn't you say so?
Go on with the story.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be good. God loved Noah and his family because they loved Him, and they didn't worship idols like the other people did. I'm telling you, those people were bad. Bad. Bad.
Oh, my.
One day, God told Noah that because everyone else was so bad, He was going to destroy the earth I forget. Could you remind me?
Milk?
Milk, that's right! He said He was going to destroy the earth with milk. Oh, wait a minute, that's not right.
Juice?
Of course, juice. He said He was going to destroy the earth with juice. No, that's not it.
Water?
That's right, water. Why didn't you say so?
All right. Continue, please.
Oh, okay. Then God said He was going to send down rain and make a flood that would cover the entire earth with water.
Then what happened?
God told Noah to build a boat so he and his family could be safe. A big boat. A really, really big boat.
That big, huh?
In fact, it was so big, they didn't even call it a boat. It was called a...
ark.
Finally, you got one right.
Why did the ark have to be so big?
Well, because of all the animals. You see, God sent two of every animal to the ark, and Noah led them up the ramp. There were two elephants, lions and tigers, two ducks, two laughing hyenas.
Okay, we get it. Then what happened?
Oh no, here it comes. It started raining.
Oh, wow.
It rained and rained and rained and rained, and then it rained some more. It rained and rained and still it rained and rained until it poured. It rained and stormed for 40 days, it really was a sight. The water lifted up the ark, cause it was watertight.
Very good. Now,
it rained and rained and rained and rained, and then it rained some more. It rained and rained and still it rained and rained until it...
Please, go on with the story.
Still coming down, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, well, the water kept coming down for 40 days and 40 nights, and everything on the earth died except what was in the ark. But then it stopped. The water went down and down, and the sun came out and dried up the earth again.
Is that the end of the story?
No, then something appeared in the sky.
The rainbow.
God put a rainbow in the sky and promised never again to destroy the earth with a flood.
Wow. Thank you, Vern.
Oh, that was such an exciting story. And that was just in the first book of the Bible. I can't wait to read the second book, and the third book, and the fourth book.
Oh, you are too much. And the sixth book.